It's the new movie musical In the Heights, now in theaters and streaming on HBO Max. It's gotten plenty of media coverage and praise for its joyous representation of a Latin American neighborhood in New York City. But recently, In the Heights also has been criticized for leaving out the Black Hispanics who actually live in the Washington Heights neighborhood that the film depicts. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been following the controversy, and he joins us now. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So Lin-Manuel Miranda, who created the original stage musical as well as the mega hit Hamilton, apologized for the movie's casting on Twitter. And here's what he said. I started writing In the Heights because I didn't feel seen. And it is clear that many in our dark-skinned Afro-Latino community don't feel sufficiently represented within it, particularly among the leading roles. So, Eric, this gets to the root charge against In the Heights, which is that it's guilty of colorism, privileging lighter-skinned actors. Eric, what led up to this point?
Well, I guess what led up to this point is the film came out, and in particular, a writer for The Root, I think, began talking about the lack of darker-skinned Latinos. And frankly, you know, I watched it, and I noticed it right away. I mean, I love the film, but I was a little disappointed. And, you know, there is one Black character, but that Black character is an African-American and was conceived that way in the stage show and in the film. You know, it's a great movie, but it just has a bit of an asterisk on it because they really made a mistake with the casting.
So with that criticism comes the defense. Theater and Hollywood legend Rita Moreno, for example, has come to Lin-Manuel Miranda's defense. She was on The Late Show on Tuesday. Here's what she said.
There's a lot of people who are Puerto Rico, who are also from Guatemala, who are dark and who are also fair. We are all colors in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And this is how it is. And it would be so nice if they hadn't come up with that and left it alone just for now. I mean, they're really attacking the wrong person.
Eric, I mean, she did backtrack on those comments later on Twitter. She applauded Lin-Manuel Miranda's, quote, resolve to be more inclusive of the Afro-Latino community going forward. Eric, I'm wondering what you make of these two public apologies, Miranda's and Moreno's.
Well, you know, what it shows is that ultimately this kind of happened the way it should have. You know, Lin-Manuel Miranda apologized pretty quickly. His apology was already public before Rita Moreno said what she said. And then Rita realized that she had made a mistake and she apologized. And through the back and forth, the talk about colorism kind of came to the fore. And there may be a lot of people who don't realize that there is colorism within communities of color. I'm African American. I've seen it in the Black community. This just tells you a lot more about how we have to discuss these issues and be sensitive about them. And I assure you that Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be thinking more about colorism when he goes to make his next project, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're making me think about how difficult it can be to have these nuanced conversations. Sometimes it can feel as if good guys like Lin-Manuel Miranda should either be off limits to criticism or they should be
canceled. Sounds like you're about to bring up something that I was involved with.
Yeah, well, you know where I'm going. I have to ask you about it, Eric, while I have you here. You wrote a very provocative column this week called Tom Hanks is a non-racist. It's time for him to be anti-racist. It was supposed to be thought-provoking, but it was misconstrued, shall we say, by Fox News commentators who said you wanted to cancel Tom Hanks. So for folks who may have seen that but not read the actual column, could you clarify? What were you actually saying?
Sure. So Tom Hanks wrote an essay for a guest essay for the New York Times where he said, you know, he hadn't found out about the Tulsa race massacre until last year. He was concerned that stories like that about the oppression of Black people had been kept out of history classes. He said that Hollywood has often done this too. And he even said that some projects of his may have done that. And so I wrote a column where I pointed out how much I admire him and what a great actor I think he is and what a great public person I think he is and how great the essay is. But I said, you know, he needed to go a step further because if you're somebody who's a powerful actor who can get movies made, there's a lot you can do as an anti-racist to change the very thing that Tom Hanks described in his essay. And I thought it was kind of odd that he didn't take that extra step and say, here's what I'm going to do. So Fox News got a hold of that, and they said that I was trying to cancel Tom Hanks, and that just produced this deluge of really abusive criticism of me when I was basically trying to say, Tom, this is great, but here's the next step. And we should be able to have that conversation without having that being misconstrued as some attempt to cancel somebody or end their career or harm them. Because I don't understand how you could read my column with a fair mind and conclude that I was trying to do that. I was urging Tom Hanks to make more movies and TV shows. I don't want him canceled. I want him to do more.
I think the key, Eric, is just to not actually read the column. But Eric, thank you for setting the record straight and for talking about In the Heights with us as well. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you.
And I officially say, read the column.